Welcome to the AHDB Beef and Lamb podcast. This month, Liz King, sheep scientist, chats to Brian and Liz Griffiths and finds out more about lameness and specifically contagious ovine digital dermatitis, otherwise known as COD, on South Cot Farm. They also share their top tips for other farmers on how to treat lameness in the flock.
I'm Liz King, a sheep research scientist at AHDB, and I'm here chatting with Brian and Liz Griffiths at South Cot Farm in Devon. And we're sharing the highs and lows of dealing with lameness in their sheep flock to get a farmer's perspective over a cup of tea, coffee and some sticky ginger cake. So Brian and Liz, can you tell me a bit about your farm and flock?
We have 300 acres here of marginal lowland pasture land.
We usually top around 900 sheep, including ewe lambs. The flock's primarily North Country mule, which means that we buy in a single batch of replacement ewe lambs each year. The flock is housed through the winter months, certainly through January and February, and lambed indoors. And the focus here is on simply mainstream commercial lamb production, with all lambs finished off the farm and sold by Christmas.
And how long have you been farming or keeping sheep?
We've been here, this is our 35th year on the farm now.
Wow.
So and we've always kept sheep.
Long time. And why do you keep them?
That's a very good question. I've always been fond of sheep all my life, really. Since I was a boy, I've always been enthusiastic about sheep farming.
And the farm grows grass and it suits sheep farming.
Have you always had lameness in your flock?
All of our lives we've had issues with scald and with foot rot, but the cod is a relatively new thing.
How and when was cod introduced to the flock?
From memory, it was probably around about 8 years ago. I've always suspected that we bought it in with a batch of shearling ewes that we bought.
And then, so what's your experience with cod in your flock then? So how does it spread? Or
initially, we didn't really understand what it was. We just thought it was a particularly virulent strain of foot rot. It spread through the flock in much the way that foot rot did, but we had great difficulty in curing it, basically. Our immediate reaction was to treat it as foot rot, and we tried foot bathing and treating with oxytetracycline, which really had no effect, and arguably the foot bathing made it worse.
And so what sort of levels of lameness did you see then?
This varies throughout the year and throughout seasons. It can be very, very serious within the flock, possibly during the winter when the sheep are housed and they've got close proximity. And then through this summer where it's been dry and the sheep have been spread out quite well, it's been very low levels of cod. It does vary, and it varies season to season and the time of year to time of year.
We've been as low as particularly low points. We've had perhaps 2%, but on other occasions, I would recognise perhaps 15%.
And is that, I mean, when CODD came in, did you see a notable increase then?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Simply because it wasn't responding to the treatment. We'd learned to cope with foot rot. Foot rot, per se, does respond to antibiotics, and we were able to keep on top of it. But as I say, the first couple of years with cod, we didn't really know what we were doing, and we simply weren't getting on top of it, and it was spreading through the flock quite rapidly.
It is a relatively new disease, and initially when we had it, very little was known about it. Mm-hmm. So even if you asked your vet, you wouldn't have got the answers then that you could perhaps get now because of the research that's been done.
So when did you involve your vet?
We've always had a very close relationship with our vet practice here in North Devon.
We're very, very fortunate here to have a vet practice with vets who enthuse about sheep issues.
Over the years, we've done a variety of trial work with them, not only with feet, but with drugs as well. And in 2013, we first became involved in the five-point plan.
And then, so across the industry, I guess there's wide variation in the levels of veterinary involvement in sheep farm. Done any sheep discussion groups?
Yes, for many years now, we've taken every opportunity to attend discussion groups and anything really that will help us learn more about the issues surrounding sheep.
And how have you found them?
Oh, very helpful. There's nothing like talking to other farmers to learn. That is the absolute key. Farmer to farmer knowledge exchange is the key to these things. I'm quite convinced of that.
And you've been involved with research at Liverpool University. How did that come about?
That came about through our involvement with the National Sheep Association, The promotion of the 5-point plan back in 2013-14, when we were approached by a researcher at Liverpool to help with his research into cod.
We definitely attempt to adhere to the principles of the 5-point plan, but sheep farming isn't an exact science, and it's never quite as clear cut as it might seem on paper.
The 5-point plan was first formulated to combat foot rot. So although some of it works well for cod, there is no vaccine for cod, so you can't use that point in the plan for cod.
So if we talk through the five points of the plan, the challenges and the benefits, I think if we talk about vaccination then, so at the moment there's an industry campaign called hashtag vaccines work, and essentially the campaign is encouraging farmers to protect their livestock and prevent diseases which are preventable by using effective vaccinations. And this only not only protects the livestock, but it also reduces the need for antibiotic treatments. So do you use the vaccination?
Yes, we've used foot rot vaccine now for many years. We find it very, very effective. It lasts for about 6 months. So our policy here is to vaccinate ewes at housing, say January, and that will cover them through the winter housing period and through that difficult lambing period when it's often difficult to gather flocks and so on to deal with lameness. And we find it is very effective against foot rot. But I must stress again that one can still have issues with cod. It's certainly not a silver bullet to eradicate lameness by itself.
And I mean, with regard to treatment, how do you treat for foot rot and CODD? I mean, do you treat differently? I guess, do you want to talk about one of the diseases first?
In effect, we treat a lame sheep. Okay. We turn a sheep up and assess its foot. It's not always easy to decide whether it's foot rot or whether it's cod or whether it's a culmination of the two.
And you've said even the expert sometimes, yes, you know, can't distinguish. It's quite difficult.
It is difficult to see. And sometimes a sheep can be very lame and there is no visual signs at all.
Prompt treatment is absolutely key. If a sheep will often be quite lame before the hoof has broken out. And if one can treat with the appropriate antibiotic at that stage, you can contain it. And I'm quite sure that helps reduce the spread. And so particularly when they're housed, it's relatively easy. If one sees a lame sheep, one can treat it almost immediately. There are times of the year when it's much more difficult to do so. And it's on those occasions that the disease is able to get hold, I think.
And so what sort of antibiotics are you using? I mean, I guess really it very much depends on the farm and what the vet is prescribing. But what are you using? What are you using here?
It's very important to get veterinary advice onto using as to what diseases you have and to which antibiotic is then the best to use.
Foot rot does respond to oxytetracycline. The problem is that cod doesn't. And that's where the real danger is. And that's why I would very much stress that people must get professional advice on this to know what they're dealing with.
Yeah. Cod responds well to penicillin-based antibiotics. And that may be a single dose or a repeat treatment as required. And it's sometimes the repeat treatments that are the difficult ones to do. Yeah. But it is important that the veterinary advice is given to use the appropriate antibiotic.
And are you using topical antibiotics at all? So spraying the feet?
Yes. Having got your sheep upside down to look at one foot, it's very important, I feel, to that all four feet are sprayed. Topical antibiotics work very well on scald, and if you can treat it early, scald does not turn into foot rot.
It also has that benefit of actually stopping or containing that spread, doesn't it? Because it's treated what's on the feet, so hopefully you're not spreading it around the rest of the flock. So So do you trim at all?
No, it's something that we've learned not to do, and we've found that it's pretty much totally unnecessary. In fact, I can't remember the last time I trimmed a sheep's feet. One noticeable difference is we get very, very few granuloma these days. I'm quite convinced that trimming feet was causing the granuloma. One does occasionally get a case that's not treated quickly enough and the whole hoof disintegrates, and that might lead to a granuloma. But nowadays they're very rare on our farm.
It also, not trimming, it stops cross infections.
And do you quarantine sheep? Because you're an open flock here, aren't you?
Yes, we go to great lengths to quarantine. We buy in a single batch of replacement ewe lambs each year, and we endeavour to keep them on ground away from home for at least 6 months, sometimes more, to try and ensure that they are free of the disease before bringing them back to the main flock.
And are you inspecting their feet at all? So when you purchase them, are you looking at them at all?
Yes, the first job when I buy ewe lambs is to shear them, and I inspect every foot then and try and get on top of it from day one.
The fourth point in the plan, but he's really trying to avoid, so it's really trying to reduce the disease. How do you manage that at all? So that's sort of things like handling, disinfecting areas, liming gateways.
We try not to yard unless absolutely necessary, and we limit foot bathing. Foot bathing we find works for scald, but not really for foot rot or cod. So it's limited foot bathing. We avoid unnecessary yarding. We try to clean the yards, and that might be just scraping so they're not dirty. But also we put lime in the pens. We put lime in the sheds before we house them, and we put lime around water troughs. We try to graze single fields rather than groups of fields, so there isn't repeat travelling through gateways. The cross infection occurs where there's repeat travelling and feet go where feet have been before, so if you can limit that.
And then I guess the last one on the list is really culling. Do you cull at all for repeat offenders? Or misshapen feet?
Culling is a good theory, but it's in reality it's very, very difficult to do. If you've got a young sheep that has had a bad foot but is then in remission, I'm afraid it's very difficult to actually send her for slaughter, so very limited cases.
You mentioned culling for granulomas, I think, earlier.
That's right. Yes, one would cull for granuloma because they reaches a point where they're incurable, and it's best to get rid of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess one of the things we actually haven't discussed is actually how you catch your sheep, because that's one of the big difficulties of catching a lame sheep. I've noticed outside that you've got some sheep dogs. Do you catch using a dog, or?
You're quite right that it is one of the biggest problems with lame sheep, is that it's very difficult to catch them. And as I mentioned earlier, there are times of year when it's easy. When they're housed, you can catch it easily. When you're feeding sheep, it's easy to catch a lame one whilst they're eating from a trough, but there are periods when it's incredibly difficult, and I admit that is the time when a lame sheep is sometimes neglected for several days, and that's when it gets hold. But yes, we use the dogs, we use crooks, we use motorbikes, but there is no simple solution to that, I'm afraid.
Do you use an anti-inflammatory at all for treating lame sheep?
We try to. It's not always easy. Having caught a sheep with a crook, you're carrying an antibiotic and a spray. You've got to carry an anti-inflammatory as well.
You need a super person's tool belt. Yeah.
That's right. You need a tool belt, which we haven't always got. And if you get one injection into it and sprayed its feet, you're feeling you've done quite well before it's got up and run away. But yes, an anti-inflammatory will help. I believe at the moment they have to be only under veterinary advice, because there are no anti-inflammatories licensed for sheep use.
Pressure on the industry at the moment to reduce antibiotic use in all of the livestock sectors, as well as in human medicine as well. And sheep, we've been targeted or tasked with a reduction of 10% of antibiotics. Have you got any advice to fellow farmers about how you've managed to reduce antibiotics?
I'm quite convinced that the key to reducing antibiotic usage is first to get on top of the disease. And the way to do that is to use the appropriate drug as prescribed by the vet at the right time.
And have you got any top tips, I guess? So if you could go back in time to when you first discovered CODD in your flock, what would you tell yourself?
I would seek professional advice from the vet rather than stick to the sort of traditional farmer policy of using whatever drug I got in the truck or whatever came to hand.
Have you ever considered moving to a closed flock?
We have at times considered it, but in truth we're very supportive of the traditional stratification with the half-bred ewe, which works very well for us and has done for many generations. And so I guess it's just a personal thing. We rather like the system that we run, and for time being, we're sticking with it.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for your time. That's brilliant.
For more information on how to reduce lameness in your flock, check out the BRP manual, Reducing Lameness for Better Returns, which you can download from our website, beefandlamb.ahdb.org.uk. Thanks for listening.